A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court by Mark Twain. It was in Warwick Castle that I came across the curious stranger whom I am going to talk about. We fell together, as modest people will, in the tail of the herd that was being shown through.
"Ancient Hauberk, date of the 6th century, said to have belonged to the knight Sir Sagramore le Desirous. Observe the round hole through the chain mail in the left breast, supposed to have been done with a bullet, perhaps maliciously, by Cromwell's soldiers."
My acquaintance smiled. Not a modern smile, but one that must have gone out of general use many, many centuries ago, and muttered, apparently to himself,
"Wit ye well, I saw it done."
Then, after a pause, added,
"I did it myself."
By the time I had recovered from the electric surprise of this remark, he was gone. All that evening I sat by my fire at the Warwick Arms, steeped in a dream of the olden time, while the rain beat upon the windows, and the wind roared about the eaves and corners. From time to time I dipped into old Sir Thomas Malory's enchanting book, and fed at its rich feast of prodigies and adventures, breathed in the fragrance of its obsolete names, and dreamed.